You're not rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man.
You're listening to a live broadcast of Record Store Day at the following locations: Beat Street Records, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, Vinyl Records, and Horses Records. You can listen to the broadcast on CJSF 90.1 or CITR 101.9 from 1 to 7 p.m. today.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Well, oh Dave, you're so sway. Oh Dave, I like your shave.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 10th of July, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM, underlooking the atrium of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, film and music are featured as we celebrate a couple of local filmmakers and preview tomorrow's Catalano Music Festival on West 4th. We'll talk to Joel Ashton McCarthy, co-director of Taking My Parents to Burning Man, which is returning for a limited run at the Rio, and he is also one of the brains behind the Run and Gun 48-hour filmmaking contest, which is only 2 weeks away. And Vince D'Amato will walk over from the old sub, where he's running the Cinema Fantastique Horror Movie Festival at the Norm Theater this weekend. And it's time for the Catalano Music Festival. All day tomorrow on 4th between McDonald and Burrard, we'll preview a few of the acts playing, plus our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we are in our brand new studio, our second week here, and we're still getting some of the bugs and kinks out of the system, but hopefully you won't notice if we do our jobs properly. Sitting across from me right now is Joel Ashton McCarthy. Hi, Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Okay, first of all, I got the right mic turned on in time, so that's a good sign that things are working. So you've been a busy guy.
A little too much, but yeah.
Okay, let's talk first of all about Taking My Parents to Burning Man. That was like your first feature.
Yeah.
And it's been doing really well for a couple of years now.
It's been a crazy whirlwind. Yeah. It kind of started off as a project I was working on with graduation, and right when I got out of film school.
Yeah, you went to film school at Capilano, right?
Capilano,
yeah.
University. Me and my partner on the project, Bryant Bozen, went off and decided to shoot this documentary at Burning Man where he takes his parents to Burning Man. And it's now finally about to do its wide release on iTunes and all that sort of stuff. But we're doing one last run at the Rio on the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
So Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night.
Yeah, and then it can finally be out to the world.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like it's been around for a while, but it hasn't actually officially been released yet.
Yeah, it's more like in Vancouver it's been around, yeah. and at various
and
festivals. But there's still a lot of people harassing us daily, like, when are we going to see this? How can I see it? And I'm really glad that I finally have like those answers, because it's just really hard being in that limbo.
Mm-hmm.
But since
Taking My Parents to Burning Man, you've been involved in other stuff too. You did Shooting the Musical,
yeah,
and then you've got some you got a web series going too, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can say the title of the web series.
All right,
on there.
Oh, you can see. I'll play the content warning first. Where is it? There it is.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
It's not that bad.
We gotta cover it, you know.
The show is called Average Dicks.
Yeah,
and it's just about.
Well, it's just about guys named Richard who.
Exactly. Just average and
just your average dick.
Yeah, it was kind of just something that came out of. I go crazy if I'm not creating something.
Yeah,
and that was just impulsively. Me and my roommate wrote a little web series about these two guys that wanted to be rappers.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out to be a lot more crude than we thought it would be. And it was a lot of fun. But the real exciting thing though right now is getting ready for this Run and Gun Film Festival.
Well, that's what I was sort of leading up to.
Oh, okay.
No, that's fine. I just didn't want you to think we were just going off on a tangent.
No. I'm super jazzed on it.
Yeah. So go for it.
Well, when I was growing up in Port Moody, I was making films as like a 10-year-old, 12-year-old kid. And every weekend, me and my friends were going out and shooting a film. And we had nowhere to show it, nowhere to watch it. This is pre-YouTube, yeah. And, you know, we would end up just, like, getting these recorded on VHSs, and then nothing would happen. And then one year, Port Moody came up with this thing called the Quick Flick Challenge, and it was a 48-hour film fest. And this happened through all my years in high school, yeah. Luckily. Where the community would come together, you'd get a bunch of things you had to incorporate in your film, and 48 hours later, you had to deliver that film. Yeah. And for me, that was my first time having my films play on the big screen, having an audience, all that sort of stuff. So it was like really instrumental to me as a filmmaker. And then they stopped doing it. And there's been like genre film festivals that have done that, mm-hmm. but there really hasn't been a good...
And there's theater groups that do it, too. There's Under the Gun Theater, and then there's a thing called Crazy Eights, I think, which is a similar kind of thing.
It's different in the way that with Crazy Eights, you can write it ahead of time. You have to pitch it ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's like $100 to pitch or something like that, and they only choose eight.
Yeah. But this is you show up, and... On the day, you get a line of dialogue or a piece of a prop or a costume piece or something that you have to incorporate into the film.
Exactly. I'm not saying officially what the three elements are.
No. I'm just saying, getting an idea of what to expect.
We haven't fully settled on them yet.
Yeah,
so.
2 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're getting a whole bunch of people signing up. I'm past the point where. You know, there's that worry when you throw an event and put yourself out there that, like, what if no one does this and we've put this all out there? We've finally hit the number where I'm okay if we get no more
cool
submissions.
Yeah. But you're still open to more submissions.
Yes. Oh, we want as many as possible. Yeah. I want to get high schoolers in. We've made it free for high schoolers.
Cool.
Because it used to cost money to do the Port Moody one.
Yeah.
And it was just so hard to have money back then. So, I really want to pay that forward because it was so instrumental to me getting started as a filmmaker. And so I really hope that we get some high school and some college students. We got discounts there. But the big purpose of it all, as corny as it sounds, is to have fun making films.
Yeah.
And I get really wrapped up in this kind of industry, and everything is about... You know, the money, having all this ridiculous paperwork and all that sort of stuff.
And you have to wait for everything.
Oh.
And so just to show up and say, okay, you've got 2 days, go.
Yeah.
And whatever you come up with is what you come up with.
It's good enough.
Yeah. No, there's no testing. There's no previews. No. There's just go for it. And no 15th draft. It's just all there.
No,
so there's a lot of excitement about doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's thrilling.
And just sort of people coming together to solve a problem.
Exactly, and it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And the only thing I'm sad about is I can't participate as someone running it. I would just like not
just,
bode well.
Just show up with a fake mustache, and a beret, and I don't know anybody here.
But
so how do people get involved? There's a website.
There's a website. Yeah. It's on my film company's website called This Is a Spoon.
Right.
But right now, if you Google like Run and Gun Vancouver or Vancouver's 48-hour film fest. I just
and it's on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook and type in Run and Gun and you'll get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or Vancouver 48 hours. It'll eventually show. It may not be first on your search, but it's there somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really exciting. We've got a really awesome panel of jurors,
mm-hmm.
including Warren Sinoda.
Yeah, let's talk about your jurors. You got quite a star-studded lineup there.
Yeah, we're just kind of securing. We have our last two. We're about to kind of announce them.
Yeah,
but first of all, one of the things I want to do with this jury that I think is unique is I wanted half of the jurors to actually be abroad. Like, they're watching them abroad.
Really? They're not even going to come here. They're just going
to... That's a bit of the unfortunate... We don't have the money to fly them out.
Well, no, but that's an interesting element because they're completely separated from the process. They're just going to judge the final product.
Exactly. And the more importantly, they're not going to know anyone involved.
Yeah.
And I feel like in Vancouver, it's such a small film community.
Yeah.
It's hard not to get, you know, a little bit incestuous.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to get a little bit politics-y.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And you see these jurors for all these, Vancouver events, And it's like, well, these are friends with this group, this group, and this group. Of course they're going to get nominated. Of course they're going to win.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things about this is kind of taking it that step back and also making it something where people that are just kind of getting into the film industry are like opened, you know, kind of this inclusive, arms wide open type thing. Because a lot of the times, like, you don't even get a chance to prove yourself when you when you're you know, a young filmmaker, because no one's like watching your stuff.
Yeah.
And you go to these events and no one cares who you are. No one knows who you are. And I think this is like a really cool way to introduce people to each other with like, hey, we all made films here. Let's check them all out.
Yeah.
And there's that there's a camaraderie of going to war in this 48-hour film fest. I don't know. For me, I was like the when I was going to the Port Moody one, I was like the only young team. Like we were these high school kids and everyone else was like in their late 20s and 30s and 40s. And it was all of a sudden I was kind of part of a film community.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. And I even went on to work with those people, with a lot of those people in separate things. And our paths still cross. And there's like some old, Quick Flick Challenge Vancouver, our Port Moody love there. So I'm kind of trying to recreate that magic. And I'm really hoping that, I don't know. I guess like a lot of it was, I kept like waiting for, you know, the community to change and be what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But then I kind of realized like, you can't just wait. You have
you
to
gotta do
you,
it.
You have to be that change.
Now, do you want people to, form their groups and then come and apply as a group?
Yeah.
Or is there room for sort of interested individuals to participate?
I'm still trying to find a way to get a few of the odds and sods guys together. We have a thing called the actor roster, which is kind of quite interesting, and it's been really exciting. So we have basically any actor in the city who wants to participate can send me their availability during that 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people, all the teams participating will have access to like their headshot, their resume, any samples they've done.
Yeah.
And so when the competition starts, and even a few days before we're going to release this to them, there's this catalog of like eager actors. Cause a lot of it is just, it's so hard in that 48 hours to find someone.
Yeah.
And these people all know about the competition. They're ready for it. I think we've had almost 30 sign up for the actor roster, which is super exciting.
Wow.
And I just like people in this city seem hungry to create and want to do something, and everyone's tired of waiting, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that that there's going to be some fun in filmmaking.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good start.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, once again, it's a run and gun 48-hour film competition challenge, and sign up, get your team together, and get involved. And in the meantime, go see Taking My Parents to Burning Man at the Rio Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night. Joel Ashton McCarthy, thanks a whole bunch for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
All right. So let's hear some more music here. What have I got? I had something lined up. Where did I put it? Oh, there we go. It's Ford Pier. He's playing at Catalano. Every night I'm basket for a game of good guy. All the space in the game is what's in the car. He's a Jerry Jackanate. You buy your bait from Luca. Shut you down in any of the team words have to fun. That's the team words have to fun. The only one went around here, but the other way to fun. Yeah.
dressed up like that in a Mexican hat. Face red from the sun, you've been lying on your lawn for days. There's things about you that I don't want to know. Don't know what you look like without any clothes. I don't even think that I'd like to find out. Might be a weird. Check it out. Let's move to New York and Nevada for fair. Dress like ladies, dress up like old men. We can plaster ourselves off love all over the town.
That's Hot Panda, and they will be performing on the live stage on 4th Avenue tomorrow at the Catalano Music Festival and Street Party that's going on all day from, I think it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, goes till 9 o'clock at night. There's about half a dozen different stages, all kinds of different bands, new bands, old bands, local bands, touring bands, all kinds of great stuff going on. And if you go to CITR.ca, there will be a link to all the details. And I think there's another, it's probably a, yeah, there's a Facebook, there's a Catalano Facebook page too. So check out those things. And we'll keep playing music that you can hear tomorrow, including local favorites like No Fun, Pointed Sticks, and The Enigmas. And we also heard from? Did I tell you who we heard from? We heard from Ford Pier and the Courtneys. And that was Hot Panda that just played. Yukon Blonde's coming up, and lots of other great stuff. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody. It's another beautiful summer day. Who wants to go to the Salmon Watching Festival?
No!
No!
Okay. How about the beach?
No!
No!
No.
Oh, God, no.
All right, all right. How about...
The Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 11th on West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald Street. Performances by Yukon Blonde, The Ballantines, The Courtneys, Hot Panda, and many more. Plus, Mill Street Beer Gardens, Etsy Marketplace, Longboarder Jam, fashion shows, and more. It's completely free, so come on down to Catalano on Saturday, July 11th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Remax, and TD Bank.
Hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
All right, let's take a look and see what else is going on around town as far as theater and film and live music and stuff. The Geekenders, their big hit, A Nude Hope, the sci-fi burlesque adventure tribute to Star Wars, has been getting huger and huger and huger. It started at the Rio. It's toured around the province, and now it's got a big three-night show going on at the Waterfront Theater. And I have to sneeze again. Excuse me. Oh, thank goodness for that button. There must be something in the air here, because I don't usually sneeze when I'm on the air, but this is the second week in a row I've had to let one go. Excuse me. Where was I? Waterfront Theater, Granville Island, 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Geekenders, first installment of their epic burlesque adventure trilogy with a Vegas-style spectacular that combines striptease, comedy, dance, showgirls, vaudeville nostalgia, and space. Also on Granville Island, that's Studio 1390. Oh, this is a cancellation notice. Either we talk or we don't talk was scheduled to be on this weekend, but unfortunately due to the death in the family of one of the cast, they've had to cancel it, but they will let us know as soon as it comes back, because it's a really good show and it deserves to be seen. So our sympathies go out to the folks involved in that. The Dancing on the Edge Festival is still going strong, closing this weekend at all kinds of different venues, including the Fire Hall Arts Center. So go to Dancing on the Edge, I think, is where you can get a connection for that. Lots of great stuff going on there this weekend, so look that up. At Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, it's The Stonewater Rapture. This is a story about two neat teenagers' sexual awakening in the Bible Belt. And then on Monday night at the Backstage Lounge at the Arts Club Theater, it's the Cold Reading series. It's not a weekly event this year. Cold Reading is just going once a month. They've got five events scheduled. They've already had one in June. This is the second one. So it's Monday night. Get there really early because they usually ask people to show up at 7:30 for casting. They're saying like 7 or even 6:30. So get there and get yourself in position, get yourself cast, do some live script reading on the stage at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island on Monday night. And then on the big screen, we already talked to Joel about his release of Taking My Parents to Burning Man. That is going on with on a double bill with a movie called The Wolf Pack. And Wolf Pack is actually going to get an early start. That will be showing on Saturday and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's going to be in a double feature with Taking My Parents to Burning Man. Wolfpack is the winner of the Grand Jury Prize at the Sundance Film Festival. It's a documentary about six siblings who were locked away from the outside world by their father. And so to satisfy their curiosity and imagination, they have to explore the world by reenacting their favorite movies. So they're not allowed to go outside, but they're still allowed to watch movies. And this is how they react to the outside world. So two really cool documentaries going on at the Rio early next week. Taking My Parents to Burning Man and the Wolf Pack. So watch out for both of them. This weekend, tonight and tomorrow, at the... at the Rio. It's they're continuing on with their James Bond festival. Last night they had Dr. No. Tonight it's From Russia with Love and Goldfinger. And then the midnight show, nothing to do with James Bond. It's Galaxy Quest with Tim Allen and that guy. And that Sigourney Weaver is in it. And, you know, it's that parody of Star Trek thing that's hilarious. And that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got for stuff about theater and things. Now, I had promised that we were going to get a visit from Vince D'Amato, who's running the Cinema Fantastique Festival at the Norm. And he's not here yet. And he said he'd be here between 12 and 12:30. It's 12:35 now. And it suddenly struck me that he might have thought I meant midnight. That... you know, he's a nighttime kind of guy. That 12 noon on a Friday might not have been a good time for him. So I'm going to take this opportunity to let you know as much about the Shivers Film Society Cinema Fantastique as I can tell you. It's a horror, erotic, science fiction, and Euro-horror festival. It's playing this weekend at the Norm Theater, which is in the old Student Union building right here on campus. It started last night. Tonight, it's... the Canadian premiere of a movie that Vince himself made called Glass, and that goes on at 6 o'clock, and it's about, it's kind of like Rear Window, at least from the description on the page. An emotionally unstable woman trapped in her glass apartment thinks she's witnessed the murder of her neighbor and then is relentlessly stalked by the killer. That's Rear Window. But this is Vince's take on it. It's called Glass, and it's playing at 6 o'clock tonight. And then we've got Barbarella at 10 o'clock. And in between, a movie from the States by Radley Metzger called The Licorice Quartet. This is from 1970. Tomorrow is a short film program. There's that's at 2 o'clock. Blood Riders at 4 by Lara Terrace. Let's see. There's another Canadian premiere, Enchiridion. I hope I said that right. Check it out. Go to Shivers Film Society. They're on Facebook, and they've got a website, shiverfilmsociety.com, and find out all about the Cinema Fantastic Festival. It's definitely worth it. Next week is a big deal. If you're a fan of the Toxic Avenger and the world in Tromaville, you won't want to miss this. It's all day Saturday starting at noon. It's the Troma Fest. Starting with the original Toxic Avenger at noon with live commentary by Lloyd Kaufman himself. And then Troma and Juliet at 2 o'clock. Then Lloyd Kaufman is going to be doing a masterclass, a filmmaking Troma masterclass at 5 o'clock. And then two of his more recent films, Citizen Toxie at 6:45 and Poultrygeist at 8:45. So that's next week, next Saturday at the Norm. Tonight and tomorrow, it's the Cinema Fantastique Festival. So if you're a fan of science fiction and horror and Euro horror and erotic horror and lots of blood and stuff like that, you won't want to miss that. All right. That's enough talking out of you, fella. Let's get back to some more tunes. Okay, so what do we got? Oh, right, here we go. The headliner at the Catalano Festival this weekend, it's Yukon Blonde. And let's see, I just want to make sure I got the right song here. I think it's this one. Yeah, this is it. So Yukon Blonde are playing at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Burrard Street stage at Catalano.
La la la, so what if I don't look right? her curves will turn heads and she'll feel my heart with her fingers. Oh-oh.
That's Japanese Girls, another band that's playing at the Catalano Festival, Catalano Street Party on 4th Avenue all day tomorrow. Look out for the CITR stage, the CITR booth, anybody wearing a CITR t-shirt, all kinds of fun going to be had there. West 4th Avenue between McDonald and Burrard, all the way up the hill and all the way down the hill, all day tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. Let's take a look now and see who needs folks. This is our call board featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you would like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email it to Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. We talked about this earlier. It's the Run and Gun 48-hour film competition, and they're looking for actors. So if you want to participate, but you don't have a filmmaking team, you just want to come in as a single, and you can act, let them know you're interested. Go to the Run and Gun acting roster. This is a spoon.com. If you've got clips, include a link to them. If you don't have clips, just send them your headshot and resume. And if they want you, they'll use you. Metro Theater is their next production in September is called Heatstroke. And they are still looking for one actor. They've got the whole thing cast. They're still looking for someone in his mid-40s to mid-50s to play the coveted role of Howard Booth, the actor, who has the lovely young girlfriend. So there's that. I had been invited to participate, but I regretfully had to turn it down because of other commitments so I could serve you, the radio audience. So there's your chance. My loss is your gain. Call Metro Theater. Say you're an actor in your 40s and 50s. You want to play Howard Booth in Heatstroke. Theater in the Raw is doing their general auditions. They're happening later on this month, the 21st and 28th of July, and that's going to be at the Raw Studio. They're auditioning for two events. One is a production of 12 Angry Jurors, which was originally called 12 Angry Men, but they're doing a gender non-specific casting. So They're open to casting men or women for any of the 12 characters, and any age from 22 to 70 and up and below. Go out for that. And there's also going to be a series of 5 one-act plays that's happening early next year, and so you can go out for that. So if you want to know more information, you go to Theater in the Raw. I think they're .com or .ca. Just look up Theater in the Raw, Vancouver. Or you can email Jay Hamburger. His email is theaterintheraw@telus.net. Theater spelled R-E. In Theater in the Raw, all one word. United Players is casting a play called People by Alan Bennett, directed by Adam Henderson, dear good friend of the show and former CITR programmer. Alan Bennett, of course, the great Fringe, what is it called? Beyond the Fringe guy, who also wrote The Madness of King George. People is going to be at the Jericho Arts Center in November, and their auditions are on Tuesday, and they're looking for men and women, anywhere from late teens to early 70s. English accents are an asset, but not required, and you get an audition by calling Andre at 604-224-8007, and she'll set up a time for you. Do not email Andre about auditions. It gets her very cranky, and you don't want Andre cranky. Applause Musicals and Concerts doing The Boys from Syracuse, a Rodgers and Hart musical adaptation of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors. And coincidentally, The Comedy of Errors is on stage at Barton the Beach. And Applause Musicals in Concert is doing the musical version, The Boys of Syracuse. The one performance only on Saturday, August 22nd. Auditions are July 12th and 13th. If you want more information, you go to applausemusicals.com. Applause is great. You don't have to, as long as you got a good singing voice, that's really what it's about. It's taking musicals that haven't been done very often for various reasons and just performing the songs from it. So go for that. And then we've got two more happening. White Rock Theater is doing Death of a Salesman in October. Their auditions are this weekend, looking for 8 men and 5 women. And Metro is still wanting to let people know that their auditions for their Christmas pantomime are happening in August. They're doing Sleeping Beauty this year. So there you go. That's your look at where to go, what to do. And if you wanna get involved in theater, that's the stuff. We got time for one more song. These are Skinny Kids. They are also playing at the Catalano Festival tomorrow on 4th Avenue.
Yeah.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out to two more friends of the show who scored choice positions in local theater. Pippa Mackey and Jeff Gladstone are the new artistic associates with Pi Theater. They'll be curating a new event called Lost Worlds. Keep listening for news about that. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And to keep up to date with local indie performing arts, like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget, Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwire, the Human Serviette presents Doot Doodaloot Doot Doot Doot. It's right here on our turntable. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
We believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Ayo, coming at you, two nasty girls. You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we're just chilling. We out here.
We out here.
In the studio. Having a grand old time. We're gonna talk about some cool things today. We're going to talk about what's going on this weekend, as we normally do, because the weekend is, you know, obviously the most important time of the week.
Yes. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And I just had a bunch of coffee, so I'm really stoked, generally. Also, Catalano's tomorrow, so we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Eleanor is going to drop some knowledge about some things outside of what is going on in this city. So
yeah.
It's going to be turnt.
Always turn.
The song you just heard was called Nasty Girls by the band Childbirth out of Seattle, Washington. Julia Shapiro from Chastity Belt is in that band. Just a hero in general for us. And that song speaks to me on various levels. I feel that I identify very much so with being nasty and also want to promote more nastiness and...
Yeah. Totally.
Not cleaning. Yeah, girls are gross.
Yeah.
Just to let people know, if people didn't know that.
Just an FYI.
Everyone's gross a little bit, but...
Exactly.
There's this assumption that maybe girls aren't, but no.
They definitely are. And if they tell you they're not, they're definitely lying to you.
Definitely lying. Yeah. Important things to know.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know.
That song was the first single on their album that I think is out in the fall.
October 2nd, 2015.
Yeah, there you go. And I'd highly encourage people to go look at the track listing for that album.
It is truly amazing.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It seems like it's going to be very funny. Great, I'm sure. Like,
the album is called Women's Rights LP.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
there's
like,
a song.
Hello.
Okay, there's a song on it called Siri, Open Tinder. Like, just
and I think we all can take a moment and say that I may have participated in that in that verbalization.
Just once or twice.
I may have once or twice called on Siri for my general needs.
Yeah. Just, you know?
May have happened once or twice.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. Or old girl. We should change the phrase to that.
I have a thought on... I had a realization about a really interesting thought, like a common phrase today that I want to talk about later.
Ooh, common phrases. All right. Stay tuned in because that's important to know about.
Yeah. What's next?
The next song we're going to play is called Woman's Work by U.S. Girls. And it's a brand new song.